This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work offers a one-year advanced standing option for students with a bachelor's degree in social work that builds on prior training and connects students with expert faculty and five specialized pathways. Apply by February 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. We're listening to Death Machine from the prolific folk punk group AJJ. This manic track of distorted guitar and punk rock screams is off the band's latest album, Disposable Everything, which came out last year. Now, you may be thinking, okay, but what about the folk part? Well, don't worry, my friends. The album covers all the bases and slows down with introspective and hauntingly poetic musings on death, life, and the state of the world. With 9 studio albums under their belt, and acclaim from NPR Music, the AV Club, and Consequence, it's safe to say AJJ has veteran status in the music industry. They performed last night at the Aragon Ballroom, and I sat down with Sean Bonnet and Ben Gallaty, co-founders of AJJ. I started by asking how they met and how AJJ came to be.
I was working at a coffee shop, and Sean would come in and do the open mic night, and at one point in time, he got hired, and so we were working together and talking about music a lot at work, and then one day he came over to hang out with me and my friends at our house, and I let him borrow a copy of Harry Belafonte live at Carnegie Hall, and I believe, was it Dio Holy Diver?
Yeah.
Just to kind of get a read on what kind of music you were into, and you came back, you liked them both, and played me a few songs, and I'd been playing a lot of like punk bands for years, and yeah, just something about Sean's songs were very appealing to me, and I recently acquired an upright bass, and I was trying to learn how to play it, so we started playing music together, and I can't believe it's been 20 years.
The upright bass was the funniest part, because I was just sitting on Ben's couch playing some songs, and he said, "Oh, hang on a second." And then just went to the other room. And then when he came out, he brought this gigantic bass out. He didn't quite know how to play yet. He knew how to play electric bass. But the band kind of started like in part as a way for Ben to like learn how to play upright bass, I feel like.
Well, Sean, AJJ is known for having this humorous or lighthearted take on some darker, more serious subject matter, right? So I want you to break that down. Where does that style come from?
That comes probably from, a lot of that comes from the influence of my mother. She was a huge music fan, big fan of books, turned me on at a young age to Mark Twain and Kurt Vonnegut. And I think, as far as like those themes that you were just describing, I think Vonnegut is probably the biggest influence on that.
Yeah. Well, let's hear some more of your music that sort of represents what we're talking about. This is Dissonance.
Solidarity forever, man. My feet planted in different realities. I've been doing lots of parallel planning and asking, does morals exist anymore? Wondering if society's all broken down yet.
Ben, I read that the recording of this latest album, that it was very collaborative. So does this mean that this is a shared perspective among the bandmates? Like, do you all share a bit of pessimism?
I think the dissonance thing, in my experience, along with the pandemic and such, there was we had a lot of touring planned in 2020, the first half of that year. We had all sorts of touring planned around our album, Good Luck, Everybody. And we did a little bit of it. We went home, and then the next leg of that tour, didn't happen because everything got canceled, and we kept on expecting to have, shows coming up. We kept on rescheduling them a few months forward. And so there's this, you know, interesting mindset to be planning on doing something that you feel like it's probably pretty unlikely that you're going to do, but like being ready for it, but also being ready for not it happening. So I think that there's like this kind of course, interesting mental gymnastics that goes on when you're unable to actually formulate a plan and follow through with it.
Yeah. Disposable Everything, which is your album title. It was released on the label Hopeless Records. Is that a coincidence, Ben?
I think it is a coincidence.
Just a little something we noticed here. WBEZ.
A little bit on the nose.
In the song, Sean, you say, quote, "Does morals exist anymore?" That is a really big question and a tough one to grapple with. You explore these feelings around grief and the death of your mother in the album. So talk about using songwriting in a therapeutic way.
Oh, man, where do I start? Lately, I've been feeling rather depressed. And one of the things that helps me get through that, I've learned is, I guess I learned it over and over again, is songwriting. Lately I've been using it more of a therapy than I ever have before, because like at night I'll just go and record voice memos and just try to journal my day through song and through melodies and just try to let it out. And it's been helping a lot. I don't know. Yeah. I guess it's always something I've turned to, for that kind of therapy.
Mm-hmm.
That term, "Does morals exist anymore?" I really love the error, in that song, the grammatical error, because it kind of, sort of meant to be like a postcard from the past as things are kind of starting to break down and language is starting to kind of turn back into goo, which I love personally. I think it's kind of an exciting time for language in that way.
Yeah, I'm glad you're clearing that up for the people who would say, it's actually, do morals exist anymore?
Yeah, there's a trick that people have on social media where if they want to increase their engagement, they'll misspell a word so that people in the comments will snarkily be like, "You misspelled that word."
All right, let's listen to your latest single. This is "Best of All Possible Worlds." It features Kool Keith and Kimya Dawson. I was so reckless, number one on the checklist. Spinning around in the Dodge Hellcat for breakfast. The industry didn't notice the metrics. My shop is free, so electric. To this day, I'm the best in the mirror reflecting. Is the world made of plastic? Is the city buried in dreams? Is the world made of plastic? 'Cause that's the way. So Kool Keith, legendary rapper and producer, Kimya Dawson is one half of the cult favorite Moldy Peaches. Sean, what's it like getting to work with these icons? Because this sounds like a unique combination and kind of a dream come true.
I was going to say it's a dream come true. In the year 2000, I heard Kool Keith and Kimya Dawson for the first time. I heard the Moldy Peaches from my friend Lauren LaPlante, who had a computer, and he downloaded some stuff off of Napster. And that's where I first heard the song "Who's Got the Crack" by Moldy Peaches. And then there was a video game on PlayStation 1 called Thrasher Skate and Destroy. Horrible game, really hard to play. Great soundtrack. And that was the first time I heard Kool Keith, his song "Blue Flowers" from the Dr. Octagon album.
Nice. This song explores the idea of a multiverse, Ben. Did you set out with the intention of finding artists that come from different walks of life?
I guess we're always trying to kind of put disparate elements together. It was strange. I initially started with Sean, dreaming, fantasizing about having Kool Keith on it. And then we got it kind of, the song was finished in a way. It could have been finished, but it just didn't have, it needed something else,
Mm-hmm.
And we've been friends with Kimya for a long time. We've been, wanting to find some way to like collaborate. So, it was just kind of magical how it all came together for sure.
Let's dig into lyrics again, Sean, because I mean, this is another one touching on deep topics, themes like death, the many lives of an artist, and also Palestinian liberation. It feels like, you know, it's three people trying to be like, okay with the world. There's one line here that says, quote, is the best of all worlds even possible? So just expand on that.
It kind of came from Voltaire's Candide, which Ben lent to me like very early on in our band. And that kind of like lays to waste the question or the idea that we live in the best of all possible worlds. With regard to those kind of things, or those, the three kind of verses, the prompt that I gave to Kimya and Cool Keith was kind of like, just imagine like these people sitting around in a support group for people who have had experiences in other dimensions. And so it, what that would turn into is like three different people kind of trying to like be okay with the world. The way that Kimya explained it to me before she was going to write her verse is like, well, I'm, you know, that sounds good. I'm just going to take a deep breath, listen to the song, and then think about what I need therapy for that week.
Mm.
And in her case, she wrote a stunning verse about Palestine and brought this song that like where the two other verses were over a year old, maybe even 2 years old. She just, her verse brought it right into now.
Yeah. In the folk and punk genres, they're both known for artists who protest the status quo. So do you feel pressure to do the same since you sort of dip into both?
Not pressure, but obligation, a moral one. I don't know. It's, to use the word pressure makes it seem negative when really it's just an honor.
Ben, we are about to wrap up, but before we do, I wonder if you have advice for new artists. They may be listening to us now and they're trying to balance that day-to-day life with their music. How do you balance AJJ with other work and family needs?
It's been some work figuring out how to maintain kind of the good in the music, like, you know, to have a good positive relationship with the music and not have it eat into or negatively affect the daily life. But, you know, play music for yourself and enjoy collaborating with other musicians.
Yeah.
It's a really kind of rare and beautiful thing when it works out. So, you know, I realize now that like those times where we get to perform live in front of people, those are the moments that are most important. And that's why I play music, you know. And then the traveling is just something that comes to the territory. Like I like thinking about being a touring musician as like the best job in the world where I get to play music with my friends.
Yeah.
Like one of the worst commutes out of any job, because it's a lot of time in the van and just in transit and waiting around. But those moments where you get to play music, just being grateful for those is important.
Before we go, Sean, any words of wisdom from you after 20 years of AJJ?
Self-expression is very important. And if the way that you do it isn't working, or the things that you've tried before aren't working anymore, try another medium.
Yeah.
It might be, you know, you still probably have to get something out, but it might be a different shape.
That's Sean Bonnet and Ben Gallaty, co-founders of the folk punk outfit AJJ. Thank you so much for chatting with me, guys.
Thank you. Free Palestine.
Thanks for having us.
Let's go out on one more track. This is Disposable Everything.
Lately, I've been getting down about greed and misery. Avarice and viciousness and insincerity. How don't I be cynical when there is no relief? Disposable everything.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced and mixed by Ethan Schwab. It was edited by Meha Ahmed. If you like the music that we cover on Reset, we'll come back here every Saturday for a break from the news. Maybe scroll back a bit and check out my interview with the indie star Rosie Tucker. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Have a great weekend.
Grinding down the vicious gears, the gnashing of the teeth. Disposable everything. Disposable everything.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely